Hello, hello, and welcome back. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And today is a very special episode for our Fun Drive week. As you know, every year in the first week of February, we have our fundraiser event, Fun Drive of CITR. And we are hoping to get your donations to keep the airways coming. CITR is a very welcoming environment, which I will talk about more throughout the show, throughout this Fundrive special episode of Euroneuro. And we want to keep it this way. We want to keep it running. And for that, we need your donations. For this, to donate, you can go to donate to CITR.ca and donate however much you can and get some swags in return, which I will talk also more about afterwards. Today, I have a special episode prepared for you in the, I guess, 16th or 17th episode of Euroneuro. I don't remember exactly. And today, to celebrate the Fundrive week, I have a different format than usual. Normally, in Euroneuro, we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. But today, instead, I made a list of really nice songs that could have represented their countries in the Eurovision, but couldn't do so because they couldn't win their national finals. I have a list of countries, and just a heads up, they are mostly from Nordic countries, because Nordic countries' national finals are generally Europe-wide events, and I am unfortunately having lived there and having been a part of Eurovision mania for a very long while, a bit biased about that. But I'll try to distribute the songs according evenly across the Europe. So let's start our journey of Eurovision songs that could have the songs that could have made it to Eurovision but couldn't win their national finals. There are several very songs that I'm sure most of us are very familiar with, and we will start with a very well known one. As you know, Eurovision gifted a lot of artists to world stage. And one of them is ABBA. ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest with their epic song, legendary song, Waterloo, in 1974. But they tried just the year before, in 1973, also to represent their country, Sweden, in Eurovision. And it was their entry song to the Melody Festivalen was Ring Ring. Now let's hear Ring Ring to start our episode, and then we will talk more about the Eurovision songs that couldn't make it, Fundrive, CITR, and more.
Det vore så, det var fel ett av mig.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero's Fund Drive special episode, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. We've just heard Abba's Ring Ring, which was a contestant of the Melody Festivalen, the national final of Sweden, in 1973, and the National Final Melody Festival of Sweden is held in order to determine the song that is going to represent the country in Eurovision. And unfortunately, ABBA that year came in third with their song Ring Ring. And the winner was Malta and their song Sommar and Som Aldrig Sågen Nej, which means the summer that never said no. And they came in first in Melody Festival 1973 and got to represent Sweden in Eurovision 1973, and they finished fifth in the final. ABBA later participated in Melody Festival again next year, 1974, with their song Waterloo, and went on to win the Eurovision, as you know, and they became world famous afterwards. So today's episode is a Fun Drive special, as I said before, and in order to celebrate this Fun Drive week, we are listening to songs that could have made it into the Eurovision but couldn't win their national finals. Our second song, the upcoming song, is Belgium's Eurovision 2023 candidates, one of Belgium's Eurovision 2023 candidates, Shirin, and her song Chamoni Pa. And Shirin was a public favorite, but was unable to win the Euro Song, which is Belgium's national final, and they came in fourth in that contest. The winner, Because of You by Gustav, got to represent Belgium in Eurovision 2023 and came in seventh. Now let's listen to Belgium's one of Belgium's national final songs in Eurovision 2023, Shirin and by Shirin, and the song is Chamoni Pa.
Love.
Welcome back everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard Chamo Nipa by Shirin, who competed in Eurosong, Belgium's national final, to represent Belgium in Eurovision 2023, however failed to win and couldn't go to Eurovision. As you might tell, this is the theme of our very special Fun Drive episode today, and I will have more songs that failed to win their national finals in the coming minutes. So, before moving on, I'd like to talk a little bit of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and what makes it so special. CITR is a campus radio rather than a commercial station, and this comes with a lot of benefits, such as more space in terms of the show context and the range of music. We are a non-profit radio station, and this enables shows with more focused subjects, as in Eurovision Song Contest, to be aired. This is basically what I love about our radio, and it is a super inclusive environment, which also has a very accessible space for everyone. CITR aims to provide equal opportunities for all, inclusive of race, gender, disability, sexuality, sexual orientation, or any other marginalized identities. Here at CITR, we welcome everyone who wants to be on the air. If you want to be a part of this amazing community of people, just reach out to us, have a tour of the station, get your trainings, and either be a part of the collective to get on the air or pitch your ideas to our amazing production manager, Kiara, or our spoken word manager, Henna, to have your own shows. Or you don't feel like being on the air, that's also fine. Or you want to, but you don't have to you don't have the time. That's also fine. You can still help. Go on donate to CITR.ca and contribute as much as you can for us to help us get a new transmitter and have the station updates that we need. Your donations will help keep this awesome station running and echoing throughout Vancouver. So moving on. I will play another song that failed to win its national final. This is one of my most favorite songs from that year. It's You're My World by Emilia Rudberg. Emilia Rudberg participated with her song You're My World in Melody Festival in 2009 and finished in ninth, unfortunately. The winning song, La Voix, meaning the voice, sang by Malena Ernman, won the national final, went on to the Eurovision, and came in 21st. What's interesting about this song is Malena Ernman is the mother of none other than Greta Thunberg, the climate activist that we all know. We will hear this song by Malena Ernman in our upcoming episode of Euroneuro, which will cover the part 2 of Eurovision 2009. But right now I will play the song that finished Melody Festival in Nint that year and couldn't go to the Eurovision, You're My World by Emilia Rudberg.
On your lips, your body heat lingers on me. Oh, what a night, God. Try to lie.
Hey, it's Everly from Dead Circle Haunt, a nature-based music show here on CITR. This week here at CITR, it's Fun Drive, the one time a year we ask you to support our programming with a donation, ideally in the name of your favorite show, Dead Succulent Haunt.
Look, we're asking for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on air. So if you can, please donate at donate2citr.ca.
I said yes to CITR because the programming and studio managers believed in me as a student. I was playing songs that had meaning to me and my passions of the outdoors and nature. I hope that's why you and your houseplants continue to tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. to Dead Succulent Haunt.
If Dead Succulent Haunt has meant something to you, if CITR is your preferred station here in Vancouver, support us at donate2citr.ca. That way we can continue our presence as a community resource and platform for underrepresented voices and artists.
On behalf of Dead Succulent Haunt, I thank you for listening, and now back to the music.
And here calls the dice, they are coming out. Are you shooting, sir? And in it goes. On 11. It is betting time.
Ready.
Hey, it's your boy Gak from Exploding Head Movies on Monday nights here. Have you heard? It's Fun Drive.
Do it!
Fun Drive runs from February 1st to February 8th here on CITR, and we're working on replacing our antenna, our transmitter, and rebuilding an on-air studio, and we would need your help.
Say it.
Yes. I do.
Say yes to CITR. We've been in love with you for over 80 years, and we want to keep that relationship going. Please visit donate2citr.ca. That's donate2citr.ca to donate to the 2024 edition of Fun Drive here on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sure. Danger. Enough.
My folks are best described in writings of Dumas. One for all and all for one. Nowadays Dante would have written the divine tragedy, but we need Picasso's doll, it's the divine strategy. And my childhood girls played with toy dolls, but I wrote these words here, cause my favorite toy was a book of Shakespeare. Just like the Brothers Grimm, I leave behind a piece of me. Remember your ancestors, but write your own history.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to the Fun Drive special episode of Euro Neuro. Before the break, we heard You're My World by Emilia Rundberg, tried to represent Sweden in Eurovision 2009, but failed to do so. And after the break, we heard Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors by Alina Pash. This is kind of different from the other songs of this episode, because they actually won the Vidbir, Ukrainian national final, in 2022. However, they were replaced by Stefania, the song Stefania, performed by Kalush Orchestra, who later went on to win the Eurovision 2022, because of Alina Pash's some problems with Alina Pash's visit to Crimea. There were some allegations that she passed through a Russian border control instead of a Ukrainian border control, and she withdrew from the competition after this came out. Detailed information about this incident and the implication of Ukraine-Russia war on Eurovision stage can be found in our very first episode on CITR's webpage. Speaking of CITR, we are a non-profit and non-commercial station, and all radio hosts are volunteers. And CITR has been in operation since 1937, gaining its FM license in 1982, and is home to Discorder magazine, the longest-running independent culture magazine in Vancouver. This year, from February 1st to 8th, like within the week that we are in within, we are asking our community to show their support in the form of monthly or one-time donations. This is our 86th year of operation, and we will use this support to complete our major equipment upgrade in the spring by replacing our antenna and transmitter. So please help us reach our fundraising goal of $20,000. And you can do this by donating through the website donate2citr.ca. And it would be amazing if you could put down the name of the CITR program that inspired your donation, or and as Euro Neuro. That would be amazing. So, we have some swags for people who donate. If you donate $30 or $5 per month, you can get earplugs. If you donate $60 or $10 per month, you can get a yo-yo. If you donate $101.9 as our FM frequency, or $15 per month, you can get a dice set and Valentine's Day dedication. A support at this level will include an on-air Valentine's Day song dedication to that special someone in your life. If you donate $200 or $20 per month, you'll get a Nalgene water bottle. You'll get a Nalgene water bottle that has a ring on it. I think it shows the engagement of CITR 101.9 FM and its listeners, I guess. So if you donate $500 or $45 per month, you'll get a Just Married sweatsuit, both the hoodie and the pants, let me say. You'll get a two-piece sweatsuit, a cozy fit for settling down, and it says Just Married on top of it. If you donate $1,000 or $80 per month, you'll get all the swags that I have just mentioned. On top of them, you will get to host your own show. You will host your own show live with CITR staff support. Plus, you will be on the eternal donor wall recognition. So, go to donate2citr.ca. And donate however much you can. We have a custom amount donation option too. And write down your most favorite CITR program, which is Euro Neuro, as the program that inspired your donation. And let's move on. In this episode, as I have mentioned before, we are listening to the Eurovision songs that actually are not Eurovision songs. The songs that participated in their national finals but failed to win and failed to go to Eurovision. We have just heard Ukraine's song in 2022 that actually win the national final but didn't go. Coming up next, I have a epic song. Estonia had it sent this song in 2013, could have won the Eurovision. They chose to be classy. They chose to send a very romantic song by Birgit Ögemel et Ussax Alguse, which is a really nice song. It means so there could be a new beginning in Estonian, and we also heard this song in our episode covering Eurovision 2013. But in that year's Eesti Laul, the national final of Estonia, there was an amazing song. The song's name, I hope I can pronounce it correctly, Meie Jundimes Yks Korsakov Läks Eileletti, which means a man from our area, a certain Korsakov, went to Latvia yesterday. This was performed by Winnie Pooh. This was an amazing song. You should watch the Eesti Laul live performance. It's an amazing direction as well. Like, you could give an Academy Award in directing to the director of that live show. And it's just an amazing song. I won't talk much about it. I'll let you hear it and decide for yourself. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you just heard Meie Jundimes Yks Korsakov Läks Eileletti. A man from our area, a certain Korsakov, went to Latvia yesterday, by Winnie Pooh, who tried to represent Estonia in Eurovision 2013 but failed to win Eesti Laul. They came in third. And it was an amazing song. Estonia really missed Devin. Bad choice. No, not bad choice. I like Estonia's 2013 entry, but this was just epic. Moving on, I have another song that you might know from a very famous band. A Finnish band called the Finnish band of Nightwish. I'm sure most of you have heard of them. They participated in Euroviisut in 2000. Finland's national final in 2000, and they came in third with their song Sleepwalker. The winning song, A Little Bit by Nina Åström, went to Eurovision, participated in the Eurovision, and came in 18th in the final. So let's hear Sleepwalker by Nightwish, Finland's 2000 national final Euroviisut entry.
Hola, hola, hola. This is DJ Bruja.
And this is DJ D-Rod.
From
Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air.
We said yes to CITR 5 years ago, and we will continue to say yes to CITR 5 years from now. The question is, will you?
Supporting CITR is no gamble. This love is made to last. If you're in a position to contribute, please visit donatetocitr.ca to donate.
Gracias y besitos.
Estamos patinando por la costa mil con la Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing? Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Fun Drive special episode of Euro Neuro. Before the break, we heard Sleepwalker by Nightwish. Tried to represent Finland in Eurovision 2010, but came in third in Euroviisut, the Finnish national final. Moving on, I'm going to play three songs back-to-back. First one is Ireland's Not Crazy After All by Leona Daly. Leona Daly. Leona Daly participated in Eurosong 2008 and came in second. It was a very classy, very nice song. Ireland chose to be epic instead, iconic instead. Ireland sent Irlande Du De Puan, the song Irlande Du De Puan, by Dustin the Turkey. They sent a turkey to represent Ireland in Eurovision 2008. It was a great performance, but failed to qualify to the final in Eurovision. Ireland is the most successful one of the most successful countries of Eurovision with 7 victories. And since Eurovision 2008, there are very few nice performances, unfortunately. Hopefully, in Eurovision 2024, a good result awaits them. So we will first start with Not Crazy After All, but by Leona Daly. Then we will move on to Yugoslavia. We will listen to Rudy by Baby Doll, who participated in Yugovizia 1983, came in sixth, and unfortunately couldn't represent Yugoslavia in Eurovision. That year, Julie by Daniel represented Yugoslavia and came in fourth in Eurovision. Third song that I'm going to play will be from Portugal, Sei Quem Sou, meaning I Know Who I Am, by Vanya de Oliveira. Vanya de Oliveira participated in Festival Jan Chao in 2006, came in second, and couldn't represent Portugal in Eurovision that year. Instead, Coisas de Nada, the song Coisas de Nada, meaning The Meaningless Things, by Nonstop, won the national final, but failed to qualify to the final of Eurovision that year. After that, I will be back to wrap up the show.
Temporarily insane till I stop to listen to the voices in my brain. In the end,
the party never ends. I'll be sipping pink champagne with my imaginary friends. Things were serious, but now I'm in the clear. Almost delirious when I wake to find that you're not. We'll be right back.
ânsia que fez separar a eterna paixão de uma vida que um dia podia acabar. Mas lutei e jurei nunca mais me perder. Mas errei.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. This is our Fun Drive special episode, and in this episode, we are listening to the songs that could have made it to the Eurovision but didn't win their national finals. We have just heard Leona Daly, Not Crazy After All by Leona Daly from Ireland, Rudy by Baby Doll from Yugoslavia, and Se Quem Sou by Vanya de Oliveira from Portugal. I'm going to wrap up the show right now, but I would like to remind you and ask you again to go to donate to CITR.ca and donate however much you can, because CITR is a volunteer and donation-run station, and your donations are what keeps us going, what keeps the airwaves coming to you. And we love CITR, we love our listeners, we love to be here. This is a very inclusive environment, very welcoming environment, super friendly environment. We want to keep it this way, we want to keep it running, and that's why we need your donations. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be with you again in the new episode of Euro Neuro in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm going to wrap up the show with an Albanian song. Seje, meaning break it, by Alban Ramosaj, who participated in Festival I Kanges in 2022, came in second. Instead, the song Secret by Ronela Hayati went to the Eurovision, but couldn't make it to the semifinal. That was also another iconic performance. You should check that out. And I'm going to wrap up with Seje by Alban Ramosaj from Albania. And until our new episode, take care and goodbye.
Leje, pse së shëse qa kom bo në mas teje. Me qfar ftyre guxon me dol para meje. Se dje dhe se sa zemra duron therjet. Po hajde theje, theje, theje. Luje, luje me mu, oske faj se un të du. Theje, theje, luje, luje me mu, s'kam qal boj se un të du. E mbaj një sëmbylje ati s'ke ka bu. Dhejn I love pa thonë se s'du me të largu. Rote mi e s'na lojnë të piku. Lajë thunë të du, ase të du, du.